Press start. Okay, so thanks so much for the opportunity. So could you start with like introduce yourself?
Oh, hi, my name is Lori Skeff. I've been voting for a long time, starting at 18. I've only missed one election in my entire life, and that was because I was on vacation and forgot to vote early. So
it's understandable, yeah. Okay, so here we have this a scale of trust. Okay. Yeah. So if this side is trust and this side is distrust, where would you put the scale?
Oh, no, I absolutely trust that.
Okay.
I think we have a great voting system. Very democratic. It's very pretty simple, black and white. Things are explained. You know, you can vote by mail, you can vote early, there's different locations, and now here in Milwaukee, you can get a ride if you need it. So rides have been set up by different churches, and so you almost have no excuse. You almost have no excuse.
So, like, if 0 is very distrust and 10 is trust, what exact number you will get?
Oh, I'd give it a 10. I've never questioned our system or anything. No, I've always thought it went really well.
That's nice. So are there any like stories that you can share regarding to the vote?
Well, I can reshare the one I told about my oldest son. The first time he went to vote, it was a big election. And so he was 18 and he asked me, like, who should he vote for school board and different things. He just wasn't that in tune. So I gave him a list. And then he and all his friends went to vote. They came over, got pizzas and sat up till all hours. And then was a little surprised that all the candidates they voted for did not get in. And he couldn't understand that he voted for so-and-so and he didn't win. And then I said, well, that happens, but look at who did win, who you voted for. And I said, and now it's your turn, your obligation to hold their feet to the fire for what they said they were going to do. You keep track of them. And so then you can be part of that process.
Yes, that's great. That's also a learning process for him, right?
Well, yeah, I think it is for everybody the first time they vote, because you think if you vote, you're going to win. I mean, your person's going to win. Yeah. And that's like, what happened? But that is the democratic process. We all get a chance and, you know, majority wins. That's fair.
That's nice. So I'm wondering, like, in your mind, there's any like conditions or any practice that will enhance this kind of trust?
Oh, wow. I can't think of anything at the moment. I think people just need to, maybe people need to go back a little bit, look at the history of how our voting all came to be and how it's progressed, and just trust the technology. You know, you've got a lot of people, you have a lot of, safety nets along the way. It isn't just one person running the show. You have multiple people keeping an eye on everybody. So, and there's rules, they're simple. So, you know, I can't think of any way to improve it at the moment. No, I think it's good.
Nice. So is there anything else you want to share with us?
Just everybody needs to get out and vote. You have no excuse not to vote here. So just do it. Yeah, be part of the solution. That's one way to be part of the solution in your area.
That's why vote is so important, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's not good.
Okay. Let me check.
It didn't break, did it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay, thanks so much.
Oh, yeah. You're so welcome. Thank you.